Blog Talk Radio.
Plan and achieve any goal. If you do not have goals in life, then you just go through life from day to day with no purpose in your life. Therefore, it is important if you want to achieve anything that you have goals. There is a big gap between knowing what you want to do and actually getting it done. We want to be focused with laser-like precision on critical tasks and make the best, most efficient use of our time. Instead, we get distracted, we get to procrastinate, and we wind up getting too absorbed in unimportant aspects of a single project when we'd be better off turning our attention to other things. Fortunately, there is a very simple strategy that has been proven to help us deal effectively with this distraction. It's called if-then planning, and it's a really powerful way to help you achieve any goal. Well, over 100 studies on everything from diet and exercise to negotiation and time management have shown that deciding in advance when and where you will take specific actions to reach your goal. If it is 4 p.m., then I will return any phone calls I should return today can double or triple your chances of success. Making if-then plans to tackle your current projects or reach your goals is probably, without exaggerating, the most efficient single thing you can do to ensure your success. If-then plans take the form of, if X happens, then I will do Y. For example, if I haven't finished the grant application before lunch, then I will make it my top priority when I return. If I am getting too distracted by colleagues, then I will stick to a 5-minute chat limit and head back to work. If it is 2 p.m., then I will spend an hour reading and responding to important emails. How effective are these plans? One study looked at people who had the goal of becoming regular exercisers. Half the participants were asked to plan where and when they would exercise each week. If it is Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, then I will hit the gym for an hour before work. The results were dramatic. Months later, 91% of if-then planners were still exercising regularly compared to only 39% of non-planners. And here's another thing to think of. Last week, we talked about repeating behaviors over and over and over again to the point that it becomes a part of your behavior and your routine, that if you do something consistently, then you will continue to do it consistently. A recent review of results from 94 studies that used the if-then technique found significantly higher success rates for just about every goal you can think of, including monthly breath self-examination, test preparation using public transportation instead of driving, buying organic foods, being more helpful to others, and not drinking alcohol not starting smoking, losing weight, recycling, negotiating fairly, avoiding stereotypical and prejudicial thoughts, and better time management. Why are these plans so effective? Because they are written in the language of your brain, the language of contingencies. Human beings are particularly good at encoding and remembering information in if X, then Y terms, and using these contingencies to guide our behavior below our awareness, which is what we are saying is when a behavior becomes something that you do on a continual basis, then it becomes so ingrained in you that you will constantly make it such a part of your life that you do it so often that you just never seem to forget that it becomes a part of your behavior. Once you do it on a continual basis, once it becomes something that you do without thought of any kind, then guess what? It will become part of your behavior. And when it becomes part of your behavior, then it is just so natural to think about, okay, it's time to get up. It's time. That's why they always say having a routine is the best way to do things. Because when you have a routine, then you will constantly think of doing things and taking care of the things that need to be done on a basis that will help you continue to do the things that need to be done so that they always will get done. Once you formulate your if-then plan, your unconscious brain will start scanning the environment, searching for the situation in the if part of your plan. This enables you to see the critical moment. Oh, it's 4 p.m. I better return to these calls, even when you are busy doing other things. Since you've already decided exactly what you need to do, you can execute the plan without having to consciously think about it or waste time deliberating what you should do next. Sometimes this is conscious and you actually realize you are following through on your plan. The point is, it doesn't have to be conscious, which means your plans can get carried out when you are preoccupied with other things, and that is incredibly useful. So, if you are finding day after day that too many important tasks have gone unaccomplished and you are looking for a way to introduce better habits of time management into your life, look no further. Try to make a simple plan by starting each morning making if-thens to tackle the day's challenges. You won't actually be adding hours to your day, but it will certainly seem like it. The idea is when you understand time management, then you can understand how you as an individual can cause the problems that you have on a continual basis. It is up to you to decide how you will plan your day, and having good time management skills is one of the first steps that will help you grow as an individual and understand on how you cause the habits that influence your time management. And what I want to do is talk a little bit about time management, because time management is the thing that so many of us don't realize that affects us. Okay, what are your strengths? You probably did better in some areas than others. There is a tendency to concentrate so much on your weaknesses that you forget to celebrate your strengths. Your greatest time management strength and those statements, and let's talk about how you can, you know, let's talk about the different things that affect your time management. Where should you improve? And the idea is to understand how you manage your time and how you don't manage your time. And what are your strongest categories? The top categories are the ones at which you reach your highest level of time management. And what we want to do is, how much do you really want to change your work habits? Desire is the key to success or failure. With a strong desire, you will probably initiate changes. In order to change long-established habits, you must want to change. Desire is the beginning point. No one can force you to master your time. The want to must come from within. And remember, we are talking here about time management. And why are we talking about time management? Because if you want to achieve goals in life, if you want to have a plan, you need to understand how to manage your time and manage it effectively. Why? Because, first of all, certain people are procrastinators, other people are time wasters. So it's just different things that affect different situations. And you always, if you want to work effectively and you work from home, you need to have a place that is separate from everyone else so that you can manage your time very effectively. Some habits are relatively easy to change. Others can be extremely difficult. A change in one part of your life often has a direct impact on other parts of your life. Some habits are difficult to change because they are interconnected. A single behavior becomes a cue for another behavior, which in turn may be a cue for still another. In this way, you develop habit sequences that form vigorous modes of pattern behavior. As you can see, this is why we are talking about time management in relationship to how you set a goal and work towards a goal. How long does it take to replace a poor time usage habit with a better time mastery habit? Many of your work-related habits can be successfully changed in 3 days to 3 weeks. In other words, if you consistently practice the new time mastery behavior for 3 weeks, it will become your predominant response pattern. At this point, you have replaced the old habit with the new one. To eliminate your self-defeating habits and replace them with self-reinforcing habits, try the following approach. Identify the habit you want to change. In order to pinpoint life behaviors you wish to change, you will have to analyze many of your behaviors and the situations where they occur. Carefully define the new habit you wish to develop. Use the action plan questions in each category to record what you want to change and then to describe the new habit you plan to adopt. Be honest with yourself. Gather the information you need to implement and change and visualize yourself in the new role. Develop a realistic action plan and get started. Begin the new behavior as strongly as possible. Tell yourself about the new habit you want to develop. Set up a routine to go with your habit. Put signs in your office reminding you that the new behavior should be the way to go. Remember the importance of cues and how habits are interrelated. If possible, change your environment to give your new habit some fresh air to grow in. Do not stray from the behavior until the new habit is firmly established. Many people practice a new behavior some of the time, Some practice a new behavior most of the time. Only a few practice a new behavior all of the time. Part-time application doesn't develop new habits. New habits come as a result of consistent and persistent practice. You will be tempted many times to do the things the old way. Resist this temptation. Some people rationalize deviations by saying, just this once won't matter. The truth is that each deviation matters a great deal. Every time you stray, you must start over again. The more times you attempt to start over, the harder it will be to change. Ask other people to help you change. Few of us make significant changes without the support of others. Think carefully about who might be able to help you. How can they help you best? What will you ask them to do? Building a strong support team around you makes new habits much easier to master. Remember, focus on a few things at a time. Use the questions to identify where to begin to help you focus on key areas first. Master these, then move on to a few more. The most important thing, however, is to get started. Don't talk about doing it later. Do it now. Mastering your time is the only habit anyway. And let's talk about what do you think is critical. Research has shown that people respond in two primary ways in their environment. At one end are the internals, people who believe strongly that they make a difference in their world. Although they may not be able to control everything, they believe they can at least have some mastery over the things that happen to them. At the other end are the externals, people who believe they have no control or influence over the things that happen to them. They feel pushed around. They simply react to their environment and may complain about what happens to them. The more you believe you can control, the more you will try to control, and the more you will control. Of course, there are certain situations that none of us can anticipate. However, letting the possibility of uncertain events govern our daily behavior is self-defeating. Most of us can probably control far more than we believe we can. As you can see, it is up to you to do the things that can help you set goals and achieve them. Because, you know, sometimes we never know what our purpose in life. We may have an idea. We may understand where we excel in the things that we like to do. But often, if you don't have goals in life, then you don't really reach your full potential. And the thing that we want you to do is to learn how you can reach your full potential at any point in your life, because it does not matter. Avoid regrets. Most of us have regrets about what we did or didn't do in the past. Regrets are just part of life. Having regrets is not necessarily bad unless you let them hinder the future. In a way, regrets are unavoidable. No matter what you do, they often arise because your values change as you grow older. There are two lessons you can learn from regrets. The first point is that some regrets are irreversible. We need to think carefully about what is really important to us. The second point is that at some point, regrets are partially reversible. For instance, if you regret not going to college, You can always choose to go later, but you can't go back to an earlier time or place and change them. Whether reversible or not, we should never let regrets get in the way of moving forward. We should look back and learn from the past, but we must always realize that we are free to change the future. You can master your time and your life. In doing so, you can accomplish more and gain more satisfaction from the things you do. You will feel more fulfilled, and the quality of your life will increase. Your time is your life, and you master your time. You will create a better life. Self-discipline pays off. Most of us have discovered that there is a big difference between knowing what to do and doing it. We know the bridge between the two is called self-discipline, but we can't seem to cross it. Self-discipline can be difference between those who achieve and those who only dream about it. The thing is, do you want to be an achiever, or do you want to be a dreamer? Because a dreamer is someone who never reaches their goal, while someone who is self-disciplined has the goals in sight and works towards their goals. They want to have a full and productive life. Self-discipline is the key to personal freedom. It releases us from the prison of our habits and allows us to fulfill our lives. In a world where we often feel we control nothing individually, self-discipline helps us find that part of the world where we can make a difference. Where do we find that golden key known as self-discipline? Philosophers and poets, inventors and executives have searched for it throughout the centuries. They can tell us only that it comes from within. Each of us must find it for ourselves. We are the only ones who can unlock our potential and master time management techniques for ourselves. Redirect and reflect on what you have read about attitudes. Now, key concepts about attitudes. You never seem to have enough time, yet you have all time there is. The problem is not a shortage of time, but how you choose to use your time. Time management is really self-management. Chinese proverb, besides the noble art of getting things done, there is the noble art of leaving things undone. The wisdom of life lies in eliminating the non-essentials. Earl Nightingale, habits are the key to success. Successful people form the habit of doing the things that others don't like to do. Zig Ziglar, when you choose a habit, you also choose the result of that habit. It is not enough to know. You must also act. Knowledge without action is powerless. Most of us only change when we are forced to do so. Can be either external or internal. The key to willpower is want power. If you want something strongly enough, you will usually find the discipline necessary to do it. Self-discipline is simply doing what you know you should do, regardless of whether or not you feel like doing it. Self-discipline is easier if you stop thinking about it and simply do it. Press on. Nothing in the world will take the place of persistence. Henry Ford, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. So as you can see, we have been talking about setting goals and how to plan on achieving goals, how to set time, management skills. And why is that? Because if you manage your time effectively, if you have goals, then it is easy for you to do the things that you to do. There are only two ways to approach time mastery. You will either focus primarily on the results you intend to achieve, or you will focus on the activities you are doing. Of course, there is a relationship between goals and activities. You can't do a goal, but you can achieve it. You do activities. If you do the right activities, you will achieve the goal. Our focus, most of the time, is on activities, in part because the goal is not always clear, and in part because that is what we have learned to do. No matter the reason, there is a big difference between the two approaches. People who focus primarily on their goals tend to master their time use and accomplish more. Goals should be related to one another. The accomplishment of daily goals should lead to the achievement of weekly goals. The accomplishment of weekly goals should lead to achievement of monthly goals, and so on up to long-range goals. So as you can see, when you are setting a goal, you have to break it down into achievable, small steps, because once you achieve each step along the way, then before you know it, you have reached that final goal. If you focus on the end goal and you look at all the surmountable steps, then it will stop you in your tracks. It will keep you from achieving the goals you want in life. The idea is to think about how you can develop good time management skills that will help you to achieve the goals that you truly want. The way you spend all your time defines who you are. Managing your personal life means asking yourself what kind of life you want to lead and what kind of person you want to be. Changing the way you use your time requires that you set some goals. Goals about what you want to be and do. Goals are the key to successful living. The reason more people are not successful is that they do not pursue specific goals. They simply shift from one activity to another without any focus or purpose, naively assuming that things will take care of themselves or will take care by others. The thing that people value can be divided into eight broad areas: family, career, spirituality, social life, financial stability, health, personal development, and leisure. Are you satisfied with the way that you distribute your time across all these areas of your life? Now, the key concepts about goals: determine your long-range goals and then make sure you are aiming at what you really want. Be sure to set SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timed. Don't try to keep your goals in your head. Document them on paper or on your computer. Read your long-range goals at least once every day. You will find it easier to sort out all the trivia that comes your way. You need short-range goals to know what to do today. You need long-range goals to add continuity and meaning to all your short-range goals. And what I would like to remind you is that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personal career coach.com. And you can sign up for either individual or group coaching, and we will work with you to help you achieve your goals in life. And that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com.